Ellie.
Hi, how are you?
So well, I thought you were going to win it. I am shook that you're out.
Thank you. So nice.
Honestly.
It is a whirlwind since I've been out. It's been so surreal. Let me tell you, when you're in a place for 4 weeks without any real stimulation and then you leave, it's like, wow, the outside world is crazy. Like, there's just so much that happens very quickly all at once.
Hey, this is interesting to me because when I watch all your exit videos, they're obviously highlight reels and they look really exciting. And then, you know, Stephen K. Amos said, you know, it was the most exhilarating time of my life. Lisa Curry says it's the most boring time of her life. So what was it, Ellie?
Really?
The most boring or the most exhilarating?
I suppose it's different for everybody. It certainly can be boring at times. That's for sure. What you don't really see on the television is just how much downtime we really do have.
Yeah.
And I suppose when we have downtime at home, we have so much distraction in the way of technology or catching up with friends. Like, you can always distract yourself. When you're in the middle of the jungle with absolutely nothing, you find yourself... Like, I found myself just staring at little insects that were on the floor or, like, leaves on the trees. Like, it was just so fascinating, and I actually found a lot of enjoyment after a few weeks. It was like I needed a detox from my busy life.
Don't listen to Lisa Curry. A, she's an overachiever, and now all she wants to do is mow. She just wants to jump on their ride-on and mow stuff, and you just can't do that in the jungle.
Ellie, you taught Stephen Amos to swim. That must have felt beautiful.
It was an incredible moment, you know. Not very often am I able to come across adults who don't know how to swim and then spend weeks with them and you know, have an ability to have this beautiful waterfall in which to swim in. Initially, I really wanted to teach him just how to float more for his own safety in case he ever gets caught in the water, because within the first few days, he slipped underwater and he just disappeared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's Stephen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that.
It was more of a safety concern for me, but then he had this ambitious goal to reach the waterfall by the end of his trip in the jungle. And we were able to do that only a few days ago. And let me tell you, it was one of the top 10 moments of my entire life.
Oh.
Just seeing the look of achievement on his face was just the best feeling that I've had in quite some time.
My dad couldn't swim. And we took him to swimming lessons. So me and my brother are swimming around him in circles. We're at night in this heated pool because Mum wanted Dad to learn how to swim. And he just couldn't do it. So, was it because you had the time and he trusted you? Or what do you think that made it happen?
I think, you know, there is a huge element of trust. But for adults who don't know how to swim, it could come for a variety of reasons. Most of it is just a trauma from something that they experienced with water when they were quite young.
Yeah.
But for Stephen, he didn't have any trauma. He just had never learned how to swim before. And he's the kind of guy who has a real growth mindset. He was very eager to learn, but just never had anybody to show him. And, of course, I was willing to help. I think water safety is so important. But for him to be able to achieve what he did in 4 weeks, that wasn't me. That was all him, just taking advice every single day and putting that into practice. He is an incredible human being, and I was just so happy to be there on the day that he finally achieved his waterfall visit. We couldn't stay out there for very long because it was about 6 metres deep and too dangerous.
as soon as he touched
that waterfall, we had to turn around and swim him back.
It's certainly not the 1 metre kiddie pool, is it?
All right, no soft answers. Who's going to win?
Oh, you know what? I'm telling you, staying in the jungle for 4 weeks is so incredibly tough. So to have our three finalists, incredible achievement for all of them.
Say a name.
My best friend in the jungle is Tristan. So I'm going for Tristan. I'm rooting for Tristan.
Yeah.
He is being voted as the voice of reason, and he was my voice of reason in there. So I'm going for him all the way.
I think he's going to dark horse it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because he's not getting the big sort of celebrity headlines.
No,
everything's kind of happening around him.
But he's a beautiful human.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
how cute are his kids?
Human. And he's actually pretty quiet and reserved. But I met his daughter a few hours ago. And let me tell you, she is such a bright light. And I'm really looking forward for him to reconnect with her over the next few days.
Oh, it's just lovely. Well, it's been lovely to getting to know you, Ellie. And that's what I love I'm a Celebrity for, because, you know, it shines a light on people who deserve it. And you have been just magnificent. So thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
What was the first thing you ate when you got out?
A Big Mac.
Oh, you're joking.
Are you bogan?
A Big Mac and chips. That was waiting for me as soon as I left the jungle.
A Big Mac?
Yeah, it was incredible. A Big Mac, and then I offset that with a salad chicken wrap.
Oh, you backed up. I like that. Well done.
Yeah, life's all about balance, guys.